on Breakfast with Vossie, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Now, shopping's a sport this time of year, Michelle. Are you excited about Black Friday? Because I went down to the shops yesterday and it's already started.
Like, I'm
is Black
pumped.
Friday over a
I'm
week now? It's not just a day.
Yep.
Is that right?
Definitely getting the app, though. I'm really, really keen to try that. I'm banned from things like eBay in our household, so try something new. Let this slip under the radar. Get a few bargains.
The SEN app tomorrow from midday. I encourage our listeners to head to the SEN app and watch what's trending on Black Friday. But the fact that the two words barbecues galore got a mention, and you can save up to 40%, has me interested. I am in the market for a little bit of that sort of gear. So I will be switching over to the SEN app tomorrow to find out a little bit more about that. So you have Black Friday, then we have Cyber Monday.
There you go.
Are they greatly different, the two of them? Or they're pretty much the same? Sales are sales.
Pretty much the same, I think. But you know what? I think I can get away with more shopping if I get the barbecue, take all the attention and the focus off. Anyway, just putting it out there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Paul Gallen. We said she'd stir it. I think that's pretty right. Will he get proof? Like, is he entitled to ask for proof? Because there's sort of... He was always suspicious about Josh Allier. From the moment that they reduced the rounds to 2 minutes from 3 minutes, he was a bit sus about, is he really committed to this fight? And now the COVID test, first rugby league player to test positive, but it's the one that has a fight with Paul Gallen.
He's sticking to his script, create as much drama as possible and lead up to the bout. Obviously, the bout's no longer taking place, and that's his thoughts. That's Paul Gallen's thoughts. You're exactly right that he doesn't think it's going to go ahead now, not just because of the whole COVID situation. It'll be, you know, okay, so we'll lock in another date, but Manly will then, the NRL club will intervene and say, no, his responsibilities lie with Manly now in his pre-season and, of course, 2022. So we'll have to schedule that for another time. So, yeah, Gal's up. I mean, he's outraged. He's pretty filthy. He's the ultimate. People can be critical of Gal, but he's the ultimate professional. And he's been very focused on this particular fight. And he says, if you don't work, you don't get paid. He's pretty dirty. And I guess he's in a position where he could ask for some form of proof. But I've had a lot to do with Josh, and I can't see that being in his character that he'd stoop that low to lie about something, especially in this environment. So, yeah. Wow. Will there be another bout?
And there's no one out there. We can't rustle up a Dylan Napa or anyone. Has anyone got an axe to grind with Paul Gallen, hop in the ring and have a bit of a shot at him for good coin? Anyway, Joey Lalua tested positive too. So we're told he has. Not really know, but he was on the undercard to fight Chris Hyington.
That's right.
The tracks. Not going to stop the nation that fight, but anyway.
That sent big concerns through the West Tigers because, of course, Joey and Luciano are brothers. But Luciano is apparently all sweet and cashed up now. He's reportedly off to the Cowboys on around $700,000 a season for 3 years. Now, he's asked for an immediate release, and I actually, to be brutally honest, I don't think the Tigers saw this one coming, the immediate release. I thought last week with the Papali'i signing, I thought they were sort of, forging their future. And look, the writing kind of, I think, was on the wall for Luciano. Just he's been a bit of a victim in this circumstance because he's one of the Tigers' best players. But when his brothers had a fallout with the head coach, with Michael Maguire, families are pretty loyal, and we weren't sure how that was going to pan out. And, if he was feeling a little bit, dented ego, he'd been sitting at the negotiating table with the West Tigers since August. We did mention that. We talked about that last week when Papali'i signed. So, I think the writing was on the wall, but I just think it may have caught the West Tigers out for that to happen so soon. And if he is granted that immediate release, I think it's a four-year deal, $2.8 million. So,
wow.
Yeah. That's not such a victim
money.
Now.
That's big money. No, that's great coin. A statement from the Tigers expected today too, by the way. On the Tommy Turbo rumour, Drew's got in touch with us on the text. He says, from a good source, a reliable source, says, no, it's nothing. It's not true. So there you go. Drew's denying that there's any dramas with Tommy Turbo, just wanting official confirmation from Manly, because sometimes where there's smoke, there is a little bit of fire. Let's hope that there hasn't been any sort of Corso accidents, tripped over or... anything
or
like
bathroom,
that.
Has or mishaps in the bathroom.
Before. Or bathrooms, of course. The bathroom, treacherous place in the Trbojevic household. We know that. The rugby union news that I brought late. So can we just lock in the World Cup dates? Because things get a little bit... You sort of forget when World Cups are on, when we had COVID and things held over and that sort of thing. The World Cup in Australia, we are talking... So 2023 is in France, I think I'm right in saying. And
that's correct, yep.
Preferred candidate is Australia for 2027. So not New Zealand, it would be just Australia. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We have to get this right. So it is game on for 2027, according to... I mean, Rugby Australia have already organised a press conference for 11 o'clock today. And the World Rugby Council has basically said Australia is the preferred candidate to host the Men's Rugby World Cup. So it's almost official. They've changed up the process a little to keep it all kind of transparent. This is a kind of a new phase, if you like. Until now, it's been a bit of a two-horse race between Australia and the United States, but a big hint that Australia was going to get it and secure it for 2027 was the fact that in 2031, the Rugby Council had said that that's where, you know, the USA will come into it and they'll have their win there. So it is a massive win for Australia, though, Vossi. We started the bid 6 months ago. We're talking it's set to attract more than 2 million people across seven action-packed weeks, of course, of competition. And we'll see around 200,000 international visitors. It's set to have a huge financial impact, $2.5 billion boost to our economy and create around 14,000 jobs. So it's not just the fact that we're getting rugby here and it's going to be great and we're all going to be able to go to a game. It's massive for the economy. And we obviously saw the World Cup here. Well, I worked in that World Cup. When was it? Years and years, 100 years ago? Was it 2000? I can't remember now.
We've both been around a while. Not 2000. Well, it's on this day in 2000. You know, I was at the... Totally, you got me off on a tangent there. On this day, one of the great moments of my broadcasting life, I was calling the 2000 Rugby League World Cup at Old Trafford when Australia beat New Zealand.
That's 21
years ago when called the World Cup at Old Trafford and had the privilege to do it again in 2013. It was 2003, the World Cup in Australia.
2003, there you go.
Yeah.
Olympics 2000.
Now, a couple of things to finish. There were no, not that you care, there was no lotto winners last night. Do you realise Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's been no major winners this week? The Wednesday night lotto numbers were 4, 39, 5, 6, 36, 10, supplementary, 32 and 21. I squeezed that in. But tonight's a $60 million Powerball draw. Do you have intentions of being at work tomorrow morning, yes or no, if you won?
Yes. Ken Oath,
you would,
I'll
you,
be
would
here.
You
even
would
if
be
I won.
Here, would you?
Well, I'd I'm telling you, you'll be Skype.
Michelle, I won't be. If I win, it'll be Dan, the panel operator. Dan will be doing his first show on the program. He'll just be paneling himself because I won't be here if I win tonight. That's a $60 million Powerball draw. And the last one for you today at 19 minutes to 9. I ran a story at the top of the program about this UK actress, Abby Beeler, who claims that she's given up on men and she now hopes to normalise interspecies dating. And she claims that she's been picked up by a flying saucer and gone out with aliens. And one alien connected with her, she says. Now, I don't know what that means, physically or emotionally connected with her. She gushed, describing the feeling as being in love times 100. I didn't get his name, though. You know, it might have been letters and numbers, who knows, but... I didn't get his name, but I felt exactly the same. Now, I ask you, Michelle, what are you looking for in an alien? If you were to date an alien, what qualities would they have to have?
Well,
left-field question,
wouldn't be an issue.
On the spot, but
colour wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, but if you were abducted by an alien in a flying saucer, as this lady was, it sounds legit, she was sitting in a lounge room window and the flying saucer came down and picked her up. She thought it and it happened and she was taken away. And as I said, they sort of partied on in space, whatever they do up on the flying saucer. What qualities would you want in an alien? What are you looking for?
Have to be hygiene.
Profile. Sorry, hygiene. Hygiene.
I'm big on hygiene.
Hygiene, all right. What about appearance?
Probably a plumper one, like a bigger bloke.
Okay, bigger, like what you mean, like Jabba in Star Wars? What are you saying?
No, not quite that big.
Not that slimy.
Maybe, you know. Oh, look, you've really put me on the spot. I've never thought about
that. No, I don't. I'm just putting forward a profile here. If this is where we're headed, we've got to get a head around this. We've got to be prepared. I mean, I don't want to just... There's plenty of other aliens in the sea or aliens
perhaps
in space.
Two eyes.
I want to take the first one that comes along. Two eyes. So what might be hard. So two eyes.
Perhaps two eyes.
Two eyes. Colour?
Yeah.
Green,
no,
colour
doesn't matter. Okay. And, yeah, just...
Arms,
an honest alien.
An honest
he'd
alien.
He'd have to love sport. Have to be able to sit down and watch the footy
and
with
a
me.
Love of sport. Okay, thank you for that. Alien, I'm going to put you on Space Tinder. It's a new site a new app I'm developing.
Swipe me,
so
baby.
That if the aliens do actually get on social media, I will actually have the account and you know, making some coin off it of people putting up their profiles. Thanks for that, Michelle.
Dear.
Been an interesting day
Have
again.
A lovely rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy alien hunting.